Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback, everybody. It's the Friday edition. Congratulations. We made it one more week. 7 minutes after 8 a.m., and it is Open Phone Friday, 715-845-2155, 715-845-2155. Whatever you would like to talk about today, the phone lines belong to you. While you are getting your dialing finger out and snapping on and getting the numbers punched, I need to bring up something that has come to my attention. I think we've got a small business owner in the Wausau area getting picked on. Now, do you know what his real name is? Because obviously Chubby Gringo is not his real name. So the business, of course.
Yeah, I know. I'll find it here for you. Hang on.
I think the name, first of all, Chubby Gringo, is hilarious. I think that is absolutely fantastic.
It's Yo, Chubby Gringo.
Yeah, I know. That means, yeah. But I think it's hilarious. I think it's absolutely fantastic. I like it. I like it a lot.
Especially here in Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, sure. It's like racially offensive. It's like poking fun at us, you know, the gringos. So, my understanding is that he's got his burrito cart that he pushes around.
Van Wagner is his last name.
Van Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that has got Hispanic descent written all over it. All right, so he has a small business where he goes around through the downtown area, providing tasty hot food for those that would care to partake. Mexican-style street vendor food.
Yeah, and they're not burritos, by the way. They're tamales. I don't know if he has burritos, too, but tamales are his main
tamales are
item.
The main thing?
Yeah.
Does he put them in the corn husks?
I believe so.
Wow. Okay. So he's stepping it up a little bit. I hate to say this. Tamales are not my favorite, but I still am determined to try his food. I have not tried it yet. I definitely want to.
You're going to go down there today?
I believe I am, yes. If I can find him, yes, I definitely want to. Sample his food.
You could probably get, you're not on Twitter, are you?
No.
You could get a Twitter location where they would give you a heads up as to where they are.
Well, why didn't he do it on Facebook?
Well, maybe he does. I don't know.
All right. I'll have to find it. Hey, see if he's got a page. See if Yo Chubby Gringo's got a Facebook page. If so, let's like it.
Oh, they do.
Okay, good. The issue is that recently the town authorities came up with an ordinance that said, what, he has to be 300 feet away from any established restaurant? I mean, it's a football field. Is that correct? Is that what the ordinance says, that he has to be 300 feet away from the brick-and-mortar established restaunts?
I'll have to find that.
Right.
It doesn't look like he's going to be downtown today. It says their next appearance is going to be Sunday from 11 till whenever downtown between the YMCA and the 400 block.
Okay, well, then I'll come down and get loaded up for food for the game.
There you go.
All right. So where is he going to be? So I might go to him.
I just said between the YMCA and the 400 block.
Where is he today?
It doesn't appear he's going to be anywhere today.
Was he taking the day off? Doesn't he know we're talking about him? Get out there and make some money.
Today would be the day to be out there.
Today would be the day.
You're getting a lot of free advertising right here.
All right. Hey, and if he's listening, 715-845-2155. If you're listening and you know him personally, tell him we're talking about him. I'd like him to call in. Anyway, so it's my understanding that the ordinance says he has to be 300 feet away from brick-and-mortar established restaurants in the downtown area or in any area. I think this is ridiculous. He's a restaurant. He is a street vendor. The other restaurants do not have an ordinance that say they have to be a certain distance from their nearest competitor. I find this to be discriminatory. I don't like it. Now, if there was an ordinance that said you have to be so far off of the street in order to prevent a traffic incident or a blockage of high traffic of pedestrians, something of that nature, okay, then when we're talking keeping things moving, keeping people safe, not hindering another business as far, you know, if you set up your cart right out in front of the door, now other people can't come into the business. I got that. I understand that. That's reasonable. But for him to not be allowed to be within so many feet of another restaurant, this is a free market society. Competition is healthy. If you're a restaurant and you feel threatened by the vendor that's sitting outside in front of you, you got some thinking to do about your own restaurant.
Does a city have the right to zone businesses the way they want to zone businesses?
When they are not...
And if you don't like what they're doing, then vote the people out of the office from the city council.
The city council has a responsibility to keep things safe and to keep things fair as far as the market is concerned. I don't see this as being the case. The way it smells to me is that they are targeting one individual because they don't like him. They don't like that he yells, "Yo, chubby gringo!" out in the... They don't like that he yells. They don't like the, you know, apparently there's some restaurant owners that may have a little swagger and a little pull and say, "Hey, we don't like this guy taking my business away. I sold, you know, only so many sandwiches today when I usually sell more when he's not around." Well, my response to you, Mr. Restaurant Owner, step up your game. If he is stealing your customers, then that means he's providing something they want that you are not. So figure it out. Steal the customers back from him. Convince me, the consumer, that I need to come in, sit down at your table, eat your food, pay more money for the food product than what he's serving. Okay? Convince me. And then if you do, you got my business. If you don't, he does. That's called competition. Now the thing is that it appears that he is being cited for pouring something down a storm drain. My understanding, again, I'm only going on my understanding. If you've got better information, you let me know.
Well, the park department says that he was pouring grease, water, and vegetable scraps down a storm sewer. One of the workers from the park department is saying that, and that's why a fine was levied.
Okay.
The owners say that they were not pouring that stuff down the drain. They were pouring water down the drain.
Okay. If it's just water, that's harmless. So who cares if it goes into the river? Even if it was vegetable matter that was going into the river, something down there is going to eat it.
Now, apparently, if you pour stuff like that, grease and vegetable matter down
there, talking grease.
It clogs up and can become a problem in the sewers.
All right, so if there is an ordinance that says nothing can be poured down the drain, nothing, well, then he's in the wrong and he needs to pay the fine. But the flip side to that is, don't just pick on him.
Well, that's right. The wife of the owner says that many vendors dump things down the drains, and the city is targeting this one vendor for fines.
If other vendors, when we have big street parties down there, if other vendors are dumping stuff down the drain and they're not doing anything to them, I'm sorry, no. If you are going to target the chubby gringo, and you don't like it, then you go after everybody. Not only the vendors that are there for special occasions, but I want you going into every restaurant along the 400 block and inspecting them as well. All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Tony.
Hey, all right. What can we do for you this morning?
Hey, I just want to comment on this. It just seems that Lisa Rasmussen of the Wausau City Council.
Yes, sir.
And that Chief Hardell. They're just so anti-business, you know, and they got cushy jobs with the government, so really, what do they care? The problem is, this is what's paying their wages.
Mm-hmm.
All right, city council president is a part-time job. It's not a cushy government job.
Well, she still gets paid, and that's what people don't realize. But the bottom line is, I mean, you got to have some reason. And I read all this stuff, and boy, this... Lisa and Chief Hardell, they just are come down on every little thing. I mean, they've got to get with the times. I mean, the economy is bad and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're just very anti-business, and they don't have a clue what it's like out there right now. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thanks very much for calling in. I appreciate that. I'm not sure that I would agree with it being anti-business. It seems to me they're anti-individual. It seems to me they're picking on this guy. For whatever reason, they're just targeting him alone. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill, what can we do for you?
Well, speaking of public-private partnerships and you know, picking favorites, picking winners, and picking losers, you know, when Obama gave the big bailout... Hello?
We're talking about local stuff here, and you're going to bring Obama into it?
Well, this is also local, because listen to my point, okay, Tom? And
Every call, Bill, you can't get one sentence out of your mouth without mentioning the name Obama.
No, listen, Tom. See if you can listen for just about a half a minute. We were not, a lot of us conservatives, we expressed disagreement with the bailout of GM and Solyndra, but on a local level here in Wisconsin, we also are doing the same thing. We are having a redistribution of wealth, only we give it a different name. We call it enterprise zones. We call it economic development. And the state is giving money. They're picking who they want to develop, and it's all for this here good cause. It's for creating jobs. And in the name of economic development, the end justifies the means. Now, the question is it right or is it wrong? Now, at the local level, what you're talking about is a very small scale of what is being practiced on a larger level. And I believe either you believe in free enterprise or you don't. There is no middle ground. Either you're going to take the tax credits and the subsidies, the low interest loans, whatever it may be that government is providing for a business to get it off the ground or to expand. Either it's socialism or it isn't. Either it's a redistribution of wealth or it isn't.
Gotcha. Thank you very much for calling in and giving us your opinion. That does kind of drift off away from what we're talking about, but it might be a very good subject for a feedback in the near future. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, 715-845-2155. If you know Chubby Gringo, get him to call us. I want to talk to him. I think he's being picked on. WSAU, we'll be right back.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 823, 715-845-2155. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to encourage everyone in the Wausau area and even around, go on his website. Go to what's the website's information? What's the website address, buddy?
It's yochubbygringo.com.
All right, yochubbygringo.com. Find out when this street vendor is in the area. Go and eat his food.
They have a Facebook,
sample his food.
They have a Facebook page, and they, as I told you, the next appearance apparently in Wausau is going to be on Sunday, starting at 11 o'clock, somewhere between the YMCA and the 400 okay. block downtown.
So my recommendation is
load up on the tamales for the
you
Packer
betcha.
Game.
Load up on the tamales. I mean, eat this guy out of inventory. You know. Let him come down here, sell all of his stuff so he can go home early and watch the game, too. I'm sure he would love that. Eat up all his inventory, let him make his profit and send him out. And here's the reason I say this. If the city is going to pick on him, if the local restaurateurs are going to decide to target this guy and going to muscle out the competition, okay, you can choose to make that action if you like, but I'm going to stand next to him and I'm going to stand by him. Here's the thing, though. If his food is not good, I won't go back. And he knows that. Nobody will go back. And if there is a problem, and this is the one thing I want to make sure of. If there was ever a problem where the city found that his facility, his cart or whatever, was not healthy, you know, was not sanitary and safe, then fine. Crack down on him all you want. I don't want nasty street food either. But if it's just a case you don't want the competition, you don't like him, you don't like that he yells every once in a while, give me a break, okay? Go ahead. Pick on the little guy and see what happens. Pick on the little guy and see what happens. I recommend everybody locate him, find him, go try his food, and let's make an example out of this guy. They don't want him there? Let's make him incredibly wealthy. All right, we have a phone. We got somebody on the phone? Great. Thanks for calling, Floyd. What's on your mind? Go ahead, Floyd. What's on your mind? Or bailout right at the appropriate time. The other thing that I wanted to mention that is a local thing that's going on is, you know, we talked about the laws and this, that, and the other thing. The other thing that it's not exactly local, but it is regarding climate change. I know that my good friend, what? Oh, okay, we got, which one?
Line Carla's what? On the phone from Yo Chubby Gringo.
Who?
Carla.
Oh, okay, line four?
Yep.
Carla, thanks for calling in.
Hey, what's up?
We are just talking about the adventures that you are having, you and your husband are having with your street vendor cart.
Okay.
Okay, so let me just, if I get this straight. Recently you guys were fined because there was a report or somebody saw you pour something down a storm drain?
Yep.
Okay. What did they fine you for? What was the charge?
Littering.
Littering? Okay.
Yeah. On the actual citation, which I have to mention came about 2.5 weeks after the actual event. So I don't know how it went from a warning, like a verbal warning at that point, into an actual $186 citation.
Okay. So an who gave you a verbal warning?
That would have been the Ken Krieger Park guy, I guess.
Okay.
He didn't really ever tell us his name or anything.
Okay, but an official said, hey, you're not allowed to do that. And at the time, they did not give you a citation. They gave you a verbal warning and then walked away.
Yeah.
All right. And then in a couple weeks later, in the mail, you get a citation?
No, a couple weeks later, we got a knock on the door, and Jay wasn't home at the time. So I went out, and he said he was looking for Jay, and I asked what it was about, and he said it was about an incident on the 400 block. So when Jay came home, he gave the officer a call, and then they met up because he had to find out what would work for a court date.
Good grief. So now so it's not a case you can just pay a fine, you have to appear in court?
It's not like you don't have to appear. It's more of a pay the ticket and then you're guilty, or say you're not guilty and then you do that whole pretrial and then it goes before the judge and yeah.
Okay. So littering. They said that did you pour anything down the storm drain?
Yeah, he poured some ice water down the drain, and I still think that's ridiculous after you see all the things that go down the drain. But I understand they've got to have their, you know, rules in place.
The bigger discussion we've been having today is that Seth believes that you are being targeted you are being harassed by the city in order to, because you are competition to the restaurants that are already in place.
From the ordinance that was passed about, you know, you got to be 300 feet. It's 300 feet away from brick and mortar restaurants, right?
75 feet.
Oh, 75 feet. That's a little better, but still, that's, that's quite a distance. I don't understand why this was set up. It's not like we have street vendors running rampant around downtown that they're getting in the way of traffic and so forth. What is the cause of all this? Do you feel that you're being targeted, or is that just my paranoid interpretation?
At the meeting on Monday, the only reason I kind of feel targeted is that the court case for the dumping issue doesn't even happen until October 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So we're being brought in and accused of something. And I even asked at the meeting if we were on trial, and they said no. But how then does it end with the police chief telling us that we aren't trusted to police ourselves? And then that gets shifted on the newsprint into saying that we can't be trusted. I mean, that's a huge difference between you can't be trusted to police yourself and you can't be trusted.
Now,
I mean,
are you also being told that because of the conduct at these meetings, your license renewal is in question?
Oh, yeah. Because now it's illegal to be upset for being dragged into a meeting unnecessarily on a Monday afternoon.
That's bullcrap.
Oh, I know.
You can't have a city official telling you that just because he doesn't like your attitude, your business license may be at risk for renewal. Who is it that said that to you?
Lisa Rasmussen and the police chief. Pretty much everybody in that room was in agreement, except possibly Keen Winters, myself, and my husband.
All right. Well, here's what we're doing. Okay. I think you're being unfairly put upon. I just think that for some reason you've put a burr under the saddle of some of these people, and they don't like it.
But see, they've had that ever since the beginning. If you don't remember, like if we had never spoke up to begin with, this vending issue wouldn't even exist because we'd be out of business.
Gotcha. And I don't blame you for fighting for your right to be in business. Here's what I'm going to do. If you would, my email address is seth.mela@wsau.com. Send me an email. Let me know what's going on. I want to keep in touch with you, and I want to help you with this fight. Main thing is I want to encourage people when you're in the downtown Wausau area or wherever you're at, I want to encourage people to come and enjoy lunch at your cart. I want to see your business boom because of their drawing attention to you. I want you, when you step out, to sell out of every bit of your inventory and just make money hand over fist because they are making a big deal out of you. That's what I want to see happen here.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. All right, I'm going to let you go, but send me an email so that we can stay in touch, okay?
All right, and if you are hungry, come on down Sunday.
I am definitely going to do it. Absolutely. And no, you cannot buy my lunch. I'm buying my own food. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.